Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And we're not selling anything. We're just conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community. Would you have a few minutes to participate, sir?
Sure.
All right, thank you. All right, sir, and before we begin, I need to know if you have reached on your cell phone. If so, are you in a place where you can talk safely without endangering yourself or others?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so are you registered to vote, in home address in New Mexico?
I am.
All right, and then in which county are you registered to vote?
Otero.
Okay. All right, so are you anyone in the household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, a political party, or political blog, or by candidate for political office? Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay. All right, so then just to make sure we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
1978.
78. All right, thank you. All right, in what is the last grade that you completed in school? Would that be some grade, high school, graduating?
I have an associate's degree in college.
Okay, so be some college or graduate. Okay. All right. All right, sir, and just for a statistical purpose, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, in thinking about the upcoming November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices, how likely are you to vote in November election? Are you not likely to vote? Not very likely to vote, somewhat likely, or very likely?
Very likely.
Okay. All right, so in thinking about the upcoming November election for United States Congress, if the election for United States Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Republican.
Republican. Alright, so do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Disapprove.
Would that be strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Alright, so now changing topics for a moment, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in New Mexico and nationally. For each one, please tell me if you have, heard of that person. If so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, let me know, okay? And I'll move to the next one. The first one would be Kamala Harris. Strongly favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or strongly unfavorable?
Strongly unfavorable.
Okay. Yvette Harrell.
Strongly favorable.
Donald Trump.
Strongly favorable.
Gabe Vasquez.
Strongly unfavorable.
And Joe Biden.
Strongly unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. All right, sorry, which of the following issues, areas would you say is the most important issue deciding your vote for United States Congress? If you can pick one or two as the most important issues right now, okay? Would that be the economy and jobs, the environment and climate change, illegal immigration and border security, inflation and the cost of living like groceries and gas, protecting democracy, education, national security and foreign affairs, healthcare, crime and drugs, social security and Medicare, government spending and the debt, taxes, abortion, or maybe something else?
The economy and inflation and our border, illegal aliens.
Okay, border. Okay, let me see. You said inflation, cost of living, like gas, groceries, or the economy and jobs?
Both.
Okay, I can only pick two, okay, then you will jump into the next question.
Inflation and illegal immigration.
Illegal immigration and inflation. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. So in thinking about, again, about the upcoming November election, how interested are you in the, you know, election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Would that be interest, you know, very interested to attend and somewhat be, you know, but you can choose any number from 1 to 10. How interested are you in this election?
10. Very interested.
All right. All right. And now thinking more about this year's November election, as you may heard, you know, President Joe Biden recently dropped out of the presidential race and endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris, you know, Harris to take his place. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Candidates or if the candidates were Kamala Harris, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, Chase Oliver, Libertarian, and Jill Stein, Green Party, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
Okay, well, and let me see, would that be definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Between Gabe Vasquez, the Democrat, and Yvette Harrell, Republican?
Yvette Harrell, definitely.
Definitely. All right. Thank you, sir.
Yvette Harrell.
All right, sir. All right. We're almost done with this survey. I only have some statements to read to you about one of the candidates running for U.S. Congress, okay, Gabe Vasquez. These are the types of statements you might hear in, you know, in the course of political campaign. After reading each one, please tell me if the statement makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Gabe Vasquez, okay, if it makes no difference to you. The first one says, Gabe Vasquez has voted with the Biden and Harris administration 90% of the time and supported their policies that left us with record high prices and worst border crisis in America history. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him?
Less likely.
Would that be much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
All right. Gabe Vasquez, you know, is a defund the police Democrat who was open replacing police officers with psychologists and has supported reduced penalties on violent crime, including carjacking, holding views more extreme than most New Mexico Democrats. Would that make you more or less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. Even with the surge of fentanyl flowing across our border in New Mexico, having the eighth highest overdose death rate in the country, Gabe Vasquez voted against a border security plan to crack down on drug traffickers that are using our southern border to sneak drugs into the country and local communities. So would that make you more or less, sir?
Much less likely.
All right, Gabe Vasquez reportedly was caught calling a former colleague the N-word, okay? Would that make you less or more or less likely to vote for him?
Much less likely.
Okay, earlier this year, an arrest warrant was issued for Gabe Vasquez after he failed to appear in court. Would that make you more or less?
Much less.
Okay, while New Mexico families are struggling to get by, you know, Gabe Vasquez has repeatedly backed efforts to provide taxpayer-funded benefits to illegal immigrants, while the Las Cruces City Council gave Vasquez support a program that extended health care to illegal immigrants. Vasquez also praised to a plan to expand federal student aid and set aside $10.5 billion in cash in payment to illegal immigrants. Would that make you more or less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay, Gabe Vasquez supported immediately ending oil and gas exploration in New Mexico. It's stating, shut it all down, you know, let's just get rid of immediately. Would that make you less or more likely to vote for him?
Much less likely.
All right, Gabe Vasquez is a member of a group that supports sex change and drugs for minors. Would that make you more or less?
Much less.
Okay, Gabe Vasquez called for defunding the police, saying, quote, it's just about, you know, defunding the police. It's about defunding a system that privileges white people over everyone else. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him?
Much less likely.
Okay, yeah. As crossing our southern border rose, you know, gay baskets called, that was happening that in the southern border, quote, not existent threat, no migrant crime is, you know, ravaging in New Mexico. Would you vote for him or not?
Much less.
All right, sir, and gay baskets say, you know, investing in oil and gas is irresponsible, even though the oil and gas industry contributes roughly $1.4 billion, you know, annually in New Mexico public schools. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him?
Much less likely.
All right, gay baskets, you know, voted against the parents' bill of rights legislation that gives parents more access to control over their children, you know, in public education, and allows them to know what their children are being taught in school. More or less likely?
Much less.
All right, sir, and gay baskets, you know, backs policies that encourages illegal immigration and supports sanctuary cities which prevent local law enforcement from working with federal agencies like ICE. Would that make you more or less likely?
Much less.
All right, gay baskets supports the Biden-Harris administration war on, you know, on New Mexico energy and supported a liberal plan pushed by environmental extremists which could cost much as, you know, $93 trillion and would kill New Mexico's oil and gas industry and decimate funding for our schools. Would that make you more or less likely?
Much less.
Okay, the last one says, while crisis at the border has allowed millions, you know, of illegal immigrants enter the country, gay baskets supports policies that will make it worse. Not only does Vasquez support, you know, abolishing ICE, Vasquez has voted against giving resources to U.S. Customs and Border Protection and crackdown on human trafficking and drug smuggling, and voted against funding for 22,000 Border Patrol agents to help secure the border. Would that make you more or less likely?
Much less.
Much less likely. All right, so thank you. Okay, now that you have heard more information, okay, if the election for Congress were today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Gay Baskets, Democrat, or Yvette Harrell, Republican?
Yvette Harrell, Republican.
And would that be definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, now just I have a few questions for statistical purpose, and we're done with the survey. Okay, despite how you might feel today, okay, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
All right, sir, and generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, conservative on most issues?
Moderate to conservative, kind of in that middle ground. I don't know how you do that. I'm conservative.
I got very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative, all right. All right, and then just for statistical purposes, what is your race? Are you Caucasian or white, African-American or black, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander?
I'm white.
Okay. All right, sir, and are you currently single, never been married, unmarried, living with a partner, married or separated, widow or divorced?
Married.
Married, okay. And just for statistical purpose, and despite how you may feel today, please tell me, for whom did you vote in the election for president, you know, in November 2020? Would that be Joe Biden, the Democrat,
Donald
Trump, Republican? Okay.
Donald Trump.
All right, sir. Well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you, and thank you very much for participation on this survey. Okay. You have a great evening, sir.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.